Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week, the 4-2 first-place Bengals head to Detroit to take on the Lions. Let's start with Detroit's offense. As we know, the Bengals have this incredible streak going, 21 consecutive games without allowing the opposing quarterback to pass for at least 300 yards. Well, here comes Matthew Stafford. He's got a streak going, too. 31 consecutive games where he's thrown for at least 225. Second best on that list, Drew Brees, 12 games.
You know, the one thing about it, Dan, is the one break for the Bengals defense is they are looking really in the mirror of their own offense. The Lions have the same type of weapons, a big tight end, a great Pro Bowl, tall, lanky, fast wide receiver, a running back, a playmaking running back, Reggie Bush, a lot like Giovanni Bernard. So I was talking to Ray Malouga about this, and he said, you know, we've got an idea what they're going to do because we see it every day. That ought to be a break for them. Plus, this team, you know, the nickel package, you talked about the streak. Zimmer's done a great job with that nickel package. He's kind of rotating Taylor Mays in there when they, when Lemure went down, probably their best nickel player as a linebacker, cover player. Taylor Mays has done a nice job. They've also used Ray a little bit in nickel. And they had that great run on third down. I think Brady, Roethlisberger, and Aaron Rodgers combined 22% on third down.
Let's look at the other side of the ball. The Lions have these great defensive tackles, two high draft picks in Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, and yet Detroit dead last in the NFL at yards allowed per running play, about 5.5 yards per running play. On first and 10 this year, they've given up 7 runs of 20 or more yards. And as we know, the Bengals have been running it well the last 2 weeks.
Not only have they been running it well, they've been running it, period, which is, I think, that's been a lot of it, is let's commit to it. They've certainly committed to it the last 2 weeks, and they should. I mean, if you look at Andy Dalton, the times he's been in a game where the club has run it at least 30 times, he's 15-1. Opens up play action and everything else. It's a great matchup for Bowling and Zeitler. They're two guards. Zeitler goes against Sue. Fairley goes against Bowling. And those two guys quietly, along with Kyle Cook, I think they've played a big part in getting the running game back on the rails.
So picking up on that, 2 weeks ago after the loss in Cleveland, the big question was, do the Bengals have an identity on offense? Have they found it the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that they have. I was talking to Andrew Whitworth about this in the locker room just now, and he was talking about, well, if it's not a if it's not an identity, then it's a mentality, and that mentality is attacking. Yes, the physical part of it is there. They are built that way on the offensive line, but I think it's also coming from Gruden too, and from the playmakers. It's an attack. It's an attack mentality. You're going to give us this, we'll take that. They're not going to be dictated by the defense. If they're going to blitz, if they're going to try and put pressure on Dalton, they're going to screen it. And I think that's playing to Dalton's strength. You know, people want a mad bomber. He's not a mad bomber, but he's a great rhythm thrower. In this offense, he's proven that in the last 2 weeks. So, I don't know if it's an identity, but it's a mentality, and it's an attack mentality.
The Bengals have won 4 of their last 5 on the road against NFC opponents. We'll see if they can do it again Sunday in Detroit. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster Andy Ware, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown right here on Bengals.com.